Dive into the dynamic world of high school sports. Whether you're a seasoned athletic director, a newcomer to the field, or simply curious to learn more about this exciting profession, this podcast is your go-to resource for inspiration, education, and a deeper understanding of the game-changing decisions that shape the world of high school athletics. Thank you for joining us today, everyone. Welcome to the first episode of AD 360, where we're going to be excited to explore the AD profession, talk about the latest trends in high school athletics, share stories from our times as ADs. I'd like to take a moment. My name is Greg Vandermeid. I'm joined by my colleague, Scott Rosenberg. We're both a part of Play On Sports, so I'll allow a moment just to have Scott introduce himself, give a little bit of background, and then I'll do the same.
Thanks, Greg. Scott from New Jersey. I'm a former athletic director. I did 17 years on the job here in New Jersey. I left right after COVID, 2021. Really enjoyed my time as an athletic director. Have so many stories, right, to tell from literally my first year up through when I left the profession. Just excited to be here and share some ideas and hopefully bring some value to what you do every day as an athletic director. How about you, Greg?
Yeah, I'm Greg Vandermeid. I am currently in Salt Lake City, Utah, but I'm formerly from Southern California, where I spent the better part of a decade as in high school athletics. Great experience. You know, I'm super excited to join Scott and talk through a lot of the trends, the challenges, things that ADs are facing every day, and really be a service to the community. So we're excited to really begin this and hope you find some great value in it. So we'll be getting underway here and diving into our episode for today. So, Scott, I know recently we spoke and we were looking to kind of take a look at professional development. And you recently were able to attend the AD show, the National AD show, the NIAAA. Wanted to get some feedback on that. How was the event? Some takeaways for you and, you know, just get your thoughts on it.
Absolutely. I've been going for years. I went for, I think, probably about the last 8 to 10 years of my career as an athletic director, and then obviously the past few with the company. First of all, Florida is a great venue. You always find more athletic directors bringing family, I feel like, to Florida just because it's in Orlando and Disney World. The Florida committee did a great job. I know this is a huge undertaking for any state and state committee to take this on, so I would like to give like props to them. Definitely grabbed an orange or a grapefruit. I forget which one it was on the table as I was walking in to welcome us. There was a ton of the NIAAA certification classes. I felt like a lot more ADs are starting to take those classes, which is amazing. There's a really great variety of professional development opportunities when you're there also. So all those classes that are offered that are not necessarily certification classes, but just those classes that you can take, or those presentations that colleagues put on, I think they're really important to attend, and you can learn a lot of great information. The trade show area, I felt like, was a little far away from the regular area and might have been even a little bit smaller than in past years. I'm not 100% sure of that, but it did seem really well attended. And one of the things I noticed, or I thought I noticed anyway, maybe it's because I'm getting older, is I felt like there was a younger crowd. And having a younger crowd there, I think, is really important as people are getting into the profession and finding it important to be at a show like that. So I had a great time, and I think they did a wonderful job.
That's fantastic. No, I really appreciate the insight on that, because I know annually that's such a great event for folks to be able to attend, because there's such a wealth of knowledge. You can connect with people from all different areas within the country and see the various challenges that they face. So pretty cool that you were able to attend this year.
Yeah, it was great. And they pick fun cities, right? I like it when they're in the warm weather environments. I think next year is Austin, which I've never been to Austin, and I've been looking forward to going there. So I'm really psyched for next year's show in Austin, Texas.
Fantastic.
All right, my turn to ask you a question. Advice to ADs, athletic administrators, when explaining the importance of professional development at these conferences, right? There's so much that you can do at these conferences, but why choose to do some professional development when you're there? What do you think?
You know, I think it's very much an important part of growing and maturing as an administrator, right? You need to be able to get outside of your own comfort zone and go and experience things that other people may have already done. You know, there's in the world of athletics, you tend to get in this silo and you're just so focused on what you have to do day to day, because there's constant proverbial fires popping up and you're so just laser focused on ensuring that everything at your school is running well, that at times it's difficult to step aside and really take some AD me time, if you will, to where you can go and learn more about the profession itself and seeing the challenges that other schools are facing, similarities that our schools are facing, getting a different perspective on some of the challenges you may have. And then additionally, on top of that, especially in this day and age, you know, the technology piece has become such a prominent part of being an athletic director, and being able to be at the forefront of that is of great importance, because there's going to be ever evolving technology pieces coming out there that you're going to have to be able to integrate. I mean, years back, social media wasn't a thing and you didn't have to stay on top of that. Now ADs are having to stay on top of that. And then there is so many digital pieces now that are really helpful for athletic directors. And if you're not going to some of these events and learning about them, I think you're really putting yourself at a disadvantage and possibly ended up doing duplication of effort. So I think there's a multi-faced approach in terms of the importance of this. You know, one is going to be just the professional development, ensuring that you're giving the best back to your campus community that you possibly can, but also being able to take a moment to step back and see what others are doing and get a different take on how to approach your job. Because the day to day, you're just nose to the grindstone, trying to get everything completed and taken care of, that taking the moment out and maybe a day or two here or there to go and do some professional development, it's going to pay dividends. So I think I can't preach enough towards it, you know, throughout my career, whether it was when, you know, I was in a university setting, high school setting, whatever the case may be, taking the time out to go and do some professional development really ended up in the long run paying off. Even though I may have had a slammed inbox when I came back after 2 days, you know, I was able to really pick up and utilize a lot of what I learned at these events.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't agree more. You coached, right? I coached for a long time, and I spent a lot of money. I spent a lot of time going to professional development, right? Opportunities as a coach to hear other coaches speaking. And I always felt like if I was able to bring back just one or two things from even a full weekend away at a conference that I could use on a daily basis at my practices or something that was going to give me just an edge as a coach, it was completely worthwhile. And I feel the same about these type of events.
I think you hit the nail on the head. You know, if you spend that time there and you just have one takeaway, and you do that throughout your career where you get one takeaway, those begin to compound upon each other, and you have dozens, if not multiple dozens, hundreds, if you're in it for a long time, of takeaways to be able to be better at the profession itself and ultimately serve the kids and the coaches that, that you're there to do it for. Right. So, well, in keeping with that theme, you know, with these events, especially like the NIAAA that you just went to, I mean, there is so much going on. How do you prioritize when you go into something like that? You know, like, do you look at the list in advance and say like, okay, these are the things that I want to see? Do you wing it? I mean, like, how do you approach events like this from a professional development standpoint of putting those like earmarks of, I need to see this when I'm there?
Yeah. My approach probably changed over time. I mean, man, it's like a Vegas buffet, right? There's so much on the menu. Some of it's good for you. Some of it's bad for you. There's definitely an opportunity to overeat, like for sure, right? And there's a fine line between having fun, relaxing, learning, networking. So I think the best approach is like to try and map it out and then realize that you're going to have to pivot at some point. But there's a full like daily list of events. So if you can kind of try and look at that agenda, map things out, the things that are the most interesting to you, there's usually conflicts, right? Like I can imagine where there's at one time slot so many things going on that I got to prioritize which one seems to be the most interesting. So seeing the whole list and then being able to figure out what works for you, I think that's really important. Finding that time though to relax, to network with colleagues, important. And then the trade show, I mean, it probably sounds like I'm saying it because I'm now in the business world and I'm there as a vendor, but truth be told, I always enjoyed the trade show. Is it probably the thing that I enjoyed the most about these conferences, right? I always wanted to be on top of the latest like training tools, the nicest new uniforms, the software that was out there. All that stuff was so interesting to me. I love the shiny new toys. So I really, really enjoy the trade show. What about you? Any thoughts on that?
You can't go wrong when you go to the trade show because you end up always getting some swag, right? You know, so you walk out of there with some goodie bags, and maybe when you get back home, you can divvy some of that out and the time being spent away, you come back bearing gifts. So maybe your significant other's not as upset, right? So the trade show flow, it's definitely something that you should engage in, because that's when you see the new technologies. And I think that I'm very much in line with you in terms of like how you map that out. You have to really kind of prioritize what are some of the speakers I want to see. And there's always going to be the conflict. You're always going to have two things that you want to see at once. Maybe if you're fortunate enough, like I was, I would be able to go there with colleagues, and one colleague would sit in and one I'd sit in the other. We'd compare notes. But I do think one piece that you touched on that is really underrated is the socialization aspect and being able to take time and sit down, you know, maybe it's outside of one of those events, and, you know, grab a drink, sit down, chat with people and get a feel for what they're dealing with, because we all have common problems. And it's always great to be able to see, you know, the way that Scott handled it when he was in AD shoes versus the way I handle it. There's going to be takeaways, and it's going to make your job a lot easier. So certainly with you on that front, I mean, you definitely got to map it out, because if you don't, you're just going to become, you end up overwhelmed with how much is going on.
No doubt.
So next question for you is going to be, you know, keeping in the theme with the networking, what recommendations do you have, particularly for like newer ADs that maybe don't have a network built out yet? How can you leverage these events to really start to build out a robust network? You know, when you approach these types of events from a networking standpoint, what's kind of your strategy going into it?
Yeah, good question. When I would go to those coaching seminars, I would always sort of like make fun of people. I'd call them game day. Like all the coaches seemed like they were dressed as if they were ready to play the game that day. And I would kind of laugh at that and almost be that anti guy. I didn't want to wear that stuff. But at these shows, I think it's kind of important to wear your school gear. You get a name tag usually. And so it allows people to sort of like quickly get a glance and see who you might be or what school you're from or what state you're from. And in some cases, it can bring some recognition, right? Like we're on the phone with people. We're on email with people. We might be in LinkedIn groups or friends with somebody on LinkedIn or connected or other social media. But like sort of putting a name to the face or a face to the name, I think is really important. So I would always wear like my school gear and the name tag, as crazy as that might sound. You said it best though, Greg. Like, there are common problems from across the country, right? I remember during COVID, we had that one huge group across the country that we would meet once a week. I think Amanda Waters put that on, right? And like you heard so many common problems from across the state, pain points tend to be somewhat similar. And there's really no reason to reinvent the wheel. It's kind of like AI, right? Your colleagues can kind of probably take you there like 80% of the way. And then whatever they do, like, you can make it your own, that other 20%. So get out there, wear your stuff, get to the vendor socials. There's a ton of hospitality suites, either at the national shows, they tend to be like either state hospitality suites or section ones. So a number of different states from a common area of the country. When you get to your state shows, they tend to be hospitality suites by conferences. Those are always great to attend. There's usually plenty to eat, plenty to drink, and good time to just sit back in like a relaxed atmosphere where it's not so formal and you can just kind of be yourself and talk to people about what's going on.
No, I think that's great, you know, because it really is important to be able to spend that time breaking bread with your colleagues, learning about what they're doing. And also, I mean, like one thing that we didn't touch on yet is once you start to develop that network, that's also how you're going to have an ear to the ground of potential future opportunities too. You know, like there's always going to be, regardless of the job, you may be looking for the next big and better thing. You know, like maybe you want to go to a larger school. Maybe you want to relocate. Maybe you want to just try something different. And when you start going to these networking type of events, you learn more about that, right? You know, because it could be a conversation that's taking place like, hey, you know, school X has an opening. They're looking. I don't know if anybody knows anybody, but I know a guy. I know a lady that's interested in this. Let's get them connected, you know, and it comes from those networking type opportunities where you get to know people, right?
I agree, man. Like it's always good to have either an exit strategy or, you know, planning for the next job, as they say, or dressing for the next job. You probably get this a lot. Now that I'm out of the business, I get so many former colleagues that are like, hey, you have a job for me? Or what do you think about me leaving the profession? Or do you know anybody inside of athletics and schools that may be looking for another job? So just getting to know people is huge. And, I don't think you can underestimate the opportunity to just have some fun too. I probably did that a little too much my first few shows, but ADs, they're so busy. They're spending so many nights and weekends on their job that this is their one opportunity to probably get away, right? To get away from home and be able to have a little bit of fun. So I think you can combine that fun with networking opportunities.
I think you're spot on, and you're right. Once I transitioned, if you will, there's always colleagues that I've known for years that are reaching out and asking what's it like on the other side, or they may be saying, hey, do you know so and so? I'm interested in a potential opening at that school. And the possibilities are endless. I mean, because really in this world, it comes down to a lot of people who you know, and you got to put yourself out there and utilize these events to be able to add to the who you knows. You know what I mean?
Totally. No doubt.
So, question for you then. What would be some of your top recommendations for an AD in terms of events to attend? Like we've got the NIAAA. I don't think we can sing that one's praises enough because there's just so much there. What other like local or maybe regional events would you suggest to athletic directors that they look to participate in?
Mean, I think the natural one would be the state show. I think every state in the country puts one on, or at least is combined with another state that puts one on. I think those tend to be the easier ones to get approved by your school. They're usually just a couple days long. They're local. It's easier for you to maybe leave your family because you're close by. God forbid you have to get home. And so it's not as heavy of a lift financially as well as pragmatically. So the state shows are great. Again, you're really working with the people that you deal with the most on that level. You're usually getting professional development that's kind of geared specifically to your pain points or your state. The directors of your state associations tend to be there with updates. So that's the first one I would attend. And then if you can leverage that and get to a national show, I think that's really important as well. Speaking of that, so the national show is usually not cheap, right? Most people are having to fly there. They're needing to get hotel rooms. Some schools pay, some schools don't. Some schools pay part of it, some schools pay the full amount. Any thoughts on if, as an AD, how you might try and raise some funds to get to these events if your school's not going to pay for it 100%?
No, I think that's a fantastic question. It's kind of like the elephant in the room, right? Because it's like, yeah, this sounds great. I'd love to be able to attend these things, but how do I pay for it, right? And every school is going to be unique. There's going to be some where they budget for it. I was fortunate in the sense that we would really kind of build that into our annual budget. But in talking with folks, I've seen some creative ways. They may go about doing various fundraisers that are for the athletic department itself, right? So then, as they're doing that fundraiser, they're able to use that discretionarily towards things like this, like continued education. So there's been everything from car washes to silent auctions and everything in between that we've seen throughout the country of folks doing on that. But then I also think too, there are some ADs that are savvy and they'll leverage some of the technology pieces out there where, maybe they get a piece back of utilizing a vendor or something like that, and they put that towards their annual budget because they know, hey, we're going to stream X amount of events and we could get this type of revenue share back, and I'm going to put that into my annual budget, and that's going to be earmarked for me for continued education purposes and being able to really kind of build that pot of cash that you're going to need for various things that pop up. Additionally too, like from the budget perspective, you have to have a strong relationship with the administration to show the value there. Like that becomes a conversation early on. You can't drop it on them in October. Hey, I'd love to go to this thing in December. You got to have those conversations beginning in like April and May and be like, hey, looking towards next year, I would really like to be able to take myself or maybe a colleague to these events. Here are the reasons why, and really kind of positioning it as a value prop to get it put into that budget. So there really are a lot of different ways to get there. I think you got to leverage your campus community to be able to get there and make sure that you're not having to go in the hole for the profession that you love and finding ways to raise some funds for it.
I've seen some conferences pay a little bit towards an athletic director going to the national, realizing that probably not every AD in a conference is going to have the opportunity or want to go, but they'll put a little bit of money towards that so that those ADs can come back and kind of turnkey some of the things that they learned and report back to the conference. So that might be another way. I don't know if a lot of conferences across the country do it, but I've definitely seen things like that here in New Jersey. The other thing I think I really like what you said about staying close to your regular administration at your school, right? Like you've got to show the value in going. So I'm used to having to do like a post-conference report. Hey, like what did you do while you were there? And I know plenty of people who would just do the very minimum on those post-conference reports and submit them. But then when it came time to ask again next year or the year after, if anybody really cared to look and see like, hey, what did this guy get out of it? I don't know if they would see the value. So I think doing those well is important. And a little secret here, I hope my former school is not listening, right? But we would, as ADs, like when we went to different workshops, we would take pretty solid notes and then we would share them with each other so that we could kind of show that there was a lot going on. Doesn't necessarily mean that we went to each of those, but we can show value in all these different workshops that were available to you. And then hopefully you get some sort of approval down the road because people see you actually did something when you were there and there was value.
I really like the note and the kind of like the debrief, right? Because then when you're going to want to implement something that maybe you saw and learned at one of these shows, it's not just like, whoa, what are you doing? It's like, hey, from my continued education, I picked up a couple of things that I'd like to implement this year. Here's some of my notes on it. You know, if it's something that requires approval or something like that, you've got that kind of in your back pocket of showing like, I went outside of just my normal. Can't call it a 9 to 5 or an AD job, but you get what I'm saying. Like going outside of just the regular call of duty and being able to learn more about this, providing those notes, it does, to your point, show the value to the administrators that might be looking through the budget with a fine-tooth comb and saying, I don't know if this is really worth it. But then when they see not only that you did notes, you implemented some of it, it shows its value towards the administrators and those key decision makers, right?
Yeah, man, I totally agree. All right, well, I think that's going to kind of almost wrap up the first episode of AD360. Like, what do you think? I had a good time. I hope you did. Excited about where it's headed. Probably need to have a discussion about intro music. I don't know if we've had any discussion about what intro music we should really have for the show.
I was thinking maybe we would just do some karaoke. I don't know. We'll have to fly that by the marketing team. I mean, we both have tremendous singing voices that are just, they're untapped. Let's just
If
put
the marketing team decides that, they just lost one of the two members of his team. That's all I can tell you. There's
that.
like, there's no chance that's happening. Nobody wants to hear that. But yeah, I think we're headed in a good direction. Thinking about the future, we'd love to hear from people about some ideas, some of the things they'd like to hear more about. I'm a big NIL name, image, and likeness guy. I'm really interested in that at the high school level. School branding is another one. Any other thoughts, just like top of mind that you might think about for some future episodes?
Yeah, you know, I think there's definitely a wealth of topics out there. I mean, like conflict management. How do you deal with parents or coaches or whoever? Maybe it's internal. How do you go about doing that? You know, creating and promoting equity within your programs. What are some of the challenges there, and what are some of the unique things that you've seen and done to really have an impact there? One that was near and dear to my heart during my time in the high school realm was, how do you implement sport performance? You know, that's a new thing. Like, how do you separate your programs? You know, there's always going to be the X's and O's and the great position coaching and all that, but how do you really propel your programs forward, looking outside of just, you know, the day-to-day practice and the holistic approach? So I think there's a ton of topics that we could probably touch on.
Probably why you can't tell how big the two of us are on the camera, right? But it's probably that thought for you doing the fitness program and stuff like that probably says a lot about the two of us. Now I'm thinking like school branding, AI, you're thinking about performance. I love it, dude.
How do we make our fives in basketball that much bigger?
All right, man. Well, anybody can follow us on like Apple, Spotify, wherever you can get a podcast to stay in touch. And so from AD360, I'm Scott Rosenberg.
I'm Greg Vandermeid. We
Until next
appreciate
time,
you taking
guys.
the time. Take care.
Thanks.